We're here because we know we're suffering. We're exploring the possibility that maybe because of some habits in our own minds. So when we're meditating, we're here to change our habits. This is a very basic point, yet so many people seem to miss it. Over the past week or so, I've been reading a lot of articles about people wanting to be told that who they are right now or what they're doing right now is just fine. And they're innately good and innately beautiful or whatever. But if that were really true, why would they need to be told? And if that were going to solve the problem of their suffering, all you would have to do is just say it and that would be it. But that's not the end of the problem. There's more. So it's when you finally realize, well, there's something I've got to change in myself, something I've got to change in my actions, my thoughts, words, deeds. That's when you're ready for the path. This is one of the reasons why we're meditating, is to give the mind a good, solid place where it can stay and then look at its own faults and not feel threatened by them and not want to cover them up. You can admit, oh yeah, there is that habit there and it is causing suffering, but it doesn't have to be there. And the effort spent in learning how to unlearn that habit is an effort well spent. So to try to get the mind solid, this is one of the reasons why John Fuang used to say he didn't like to teach Dharma to people who hadn't meditated. He says there's no way they're going to understand you, but if people have been meditating, they begin to see what's going on in their own minds. That at least opens a possibility. It's not a guarantee that everybody will understand, but at least it opens a possibility. Okay, there's something I've got to do about my thoughts, words, and deeds. When that understanding arises in your mind, that's when you're ready to practice, and that's when you're ready to understand. So just keep that in mind. You're bound to see disconcerting things arising in your own mind as you practice. But you have to learn how not to be blown away by them. It's okay, they're there. And you recognize that they're not skillful. And you're working on the tools so that you can understand them and see through them finally. That's important work. It's work that we don't usually have much time to do when we're out in the world. So take advantage of the time you do have here. Because there are very few places in the world where they do make that space for you, they do provide that time for you. But the opportunity to look into your own mind and straighten out your own mind, that's one of the best opportunities there is.